It's KRCB-FM, Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. With the North Bay Report, I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. 10 months after the campfire, counselors at Paradise Unified School District are working with kids who are experiencing ongoing trauma. High rates of poverty in the county have made their work harder. KRCB's Adia White visited Paradise Elementary to find out how counselors are supporting their students.
Clinical social worker Laura Besser shows me a mural outside the administration office at the new Paradise Elementary School. Two elementary schools in Paradise were destroyed in the campfire, and the students were moved to this campus, which used to be the middle school.
So this mural is a dedication to Paradise Elementary School.
In the center of the mural is the school mascot, the tiger, colored in with neon shades. Around the tiger, students have drawn pine trees and stars. They've also written down lists of what they lost in the campfire. I miss my lizard, my big fat cat, my home.
I never imagined that in one day my whole caseload would have such severe trauma or the amount of grief and loss.
Besser has been counseling students in the Paradise Unified School District for about 10 years. She works for the nonprofit called Youth for Change, which sends counselors into schools to help students in need. She says her job has changed dramatically since the fire.
Before, we were working with kids that either had, depression or some generalized anxiety, and a few might have some trauma or some complex trauma. But after the campfire, my whole caseload became working with trauma, intense trauma.
For Besser, the changes in her students are obvious, especially in relation to so-called somatic symptoms, emotional strains that are reflected in the body.
Kids that I was seeing before who wouldn't have some of these behavioral issues or somatic issues, all of a sudden they have it. Like, they have tummy aches, they are wetting the bed, they're having nightmares.
Healthcare providers use the term adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs, to describe traumatic events. Research shows that the greater the number of adverse experiences one has during childhood, the more likely they are to experience health problems later in life. Before the campfire, Butte County residents experienced more traumatic childhood events on average than residents of any other county in the state. That's according to a 2013 survey by the San Francisco-based nonprofit, the Center for Youth Wellness. The survey found that about three-quarters of Butte County residents reported having more than one adverse childhood experience. High rates of poverty may account for these numbers, and the fire made things worse.
And working with the kids that are still in trailers on their property that have been through the fire, it's like a perpetual state of crisis.
That's Mandy Kling, a school-based counselor with Youth for Change.
So they haven't been able to get out of that crisis mode and really get a sense of safety and stability. And in doing so, they tend to be more escalated. I haven't seen a reduction in behaviors without that stability.
Kling grew up in Paradise. The campfire destroyed the home where she was raised. She believes that if the community had more resources and support before the fire, things could have been easier.
Prior to the fire, it's my perspective that it was under-resourced and there was a much higher need for therapeutic services, for counseling support, for health support in the area that wasn't met. And following the campfire, there was a lot of chaos and a lot of disorganization, and everybody was traumatized, and the people who are putting together the pieces again themselves have gone through hell and back.
Kling hopes that other communities will learn from what Paradise has been through and build the support networks they need before a disaster happens.
I think the message that I'd want other people to know is that this can and may happen to them. California is having wildfires unlike we've ever seen. And I never thought that something like this could happen to my town or to my community.
I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This story was produced for the USC Annenberg Health Journalism Fellowship. For more on wildfires and health, visit norcalpublicmedia.org.